Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Our next guest is the sister of Meghan Markle, recently married to Prince Harry, if you didn't know. And she joins us on the line. Good morning, Samantha Markle.
Well, good day, M, Grant and Ed. Hello.
Great to have you here, Samantha. Thank you so much for deciding to join us. Just quickly, what did you think of the wedding? Obviously, you were quite outspoken before it. Were you happy for her? Your thoughts on it?
Oh, my gosh. It was so heartwarming and beautiful. You know, I think everyone would agree that both childbirth and beautiful weddings have a way of melting everyone's heart. And I think whether you're sitting somewhere else in the world or here, how I was at home in Florida, or you're actually there in London, it was so beautiful and romantic. I think we were all a bit overwhelmed. Yeah.
Samantha, watching your half-sister walk down the aisle and how beautiful and she looked and how happy and in love she looked, did it make you regret any of the things you said in the media before the wedding?
Well, you know, I have to say, I have to remind people, you really can't believe everything you read in tabloids. And I was always very forthcoming about the way I felt, the things that I loved and admired about her. And then there were some things that I didn't understand or that I disagreed with, and they were horribly skewed in the media, using words like slamming and, you know, it's just, that was not accurate at all. And at the end of the day, and certainly at the beginning of her life, she's my baby sister, and I love her, and I was so proud to watch her having that happy moment. It was so beautiful and real. And all of, you know, any disagreements that you have just sort of melt away when you're overwhelmed with that level of happiness.
And
it was quite beautiful. And yeah.
Samantha Markle, have you contacted Meghan to say how you felt about the wedding? Have you been able to text her or call her or email?
I have not, because she's so overwhelmed with her schedule and everything going on. I thought I would let her settle into that. I really want her to, you know, enjoy all of that. And, of course, they're quite busy. So when things settle down, I will hopefully be able to, you know, share with her my wishes and the gift that I got for her. And I think everything will come full circle.
Do you think that your relationship can be repaired, though? Like, honestly, do you think that she can forgive you? Or, I mean, all she has that access to is obviously the media. So do you think that your relationship can be repaired?
Of course. I know that, you know, we're both adults. And if anyone listened to the message of the bishop in the sermon at that wedding, it is all about love and forgiveness and moving forward. And so I think we're certainly capable of doing that. And that song was a beautiful reminder, the choir song and the bishop's sermon and the entire wedding. It was quite heartwarming. So all things considered, I think we will do just that.
Considering how beautiful and an amazing occasion it was, how much did it hurt to be snubbed for the wedding? Like, do you take responsibility for that, or was it unfair that you weren't able to attend?
No, I didn't feel like that at all, because no one in, you know, my father's side of the family was invited, and nor was anyone in Doria's side of the family. And we really felt like, you know, you can't hold that against her. The traffic there would have been chaotic. Ultimately, I was more comfortable, you know, watching it from home. I'd still love to extend my wishes to her, but I certainly don't feel snubbed because no one was invited.
Sorry, Samantha, how's Thomas Sr., your father, how's his health? Where is he currently?
He is recovering. He is still in the hospital, and he really did have a heart attack. It certainly was not fake. That was a lot of media rubbish, but, you know, it was quite difficult for him, as much as he wanted to be there to walk her down the aisle. And on the other hand, it was a huge honor that Prince Charles walked her down the aisle on his behalf. So you know, it was sort of bitter but definitely sweet at the same time.
Our guest is Samantha Markle. Samantha, I just want to go to your most recent tweet, and I believe I'm quoting here. So even Doria, Meghan's mother, cashed in on talking to Oprah and some of the first photos out there only she could have had. Well, what did you mean by that?
Right. You know, I think the media has blown out of proportion the idea that family and friends have no right to talk or to share their fond memories or their photos. And everyone who has done that has been accused of, quote, cashing in. It's not cashing in to share fond feelings and memories and to put those out there.
But it is to accept money for those fond memories and photos. That is, you're exactly cashing in. You're not just freely sharing your opinions with the media for no money. It is physically getting cash.
Here's what's fundamentally wrong. If family and friends don't make any money, you know the tabloids and the journalists are going to make tons of money, and they have less right to make any money than the family.
Why do you have right to make money off of your sister? Why is that your right?
It's not off of her. It's off of my personal photos that I was in. So if they're my memories, my life experiences, my photos, I certainly have more right to make money off them than any journalist or tabloid photographer. Wouldn't you agree? They're complete strangers. And so for the media to deprive family and friends of that is rather vulturish of the media.
Did it go a little too far then? If Dad's obviously unwell, we had the paparazzi being organised with the shots that you have admitted that you coordinated for him. Did it go too far if your dad's health was pushed to the limit and unfortunately he couldn't walk his own daughter down the aisle?
Well, it went too far anyway on the grounds that, you know, someone said, don't you think it's scummy to arrange photographs in a certain light? No, I think it's scummy that paparazzi would take photographs, skew them and purposely take the most horrible photographs to represent a person.
But Samantha, you understand that. We're not trying to ambush you or upset you, but this is what's coming across to us in Australia especially. You complain about the media on one hand, but then it seems you're courting them on the other and offering up, you know, cash for photos and comments and inviting them to take photos and then in the same breath condemning them. So it's just confusing for us if you understand.
On the contrary, I have to correct you. I didn't call them. They came to me. And with regards to my father, the only photos that were, quote, staged were the photos of him engaging in a normal lifestyle because he had been purposely depicted in an unfavorable light. I used to work in broadcasting and media, and I know very well how it works. So I said, Dad, you have not only a right but an obligation on behalf of yourself and the British royal family to be depicted honestly as you really are and not to allow the paparazzi to disparage you with photographs that are intentionally skewed negatively.
So I felt that he did that.
He did not accept any reasonable sum of money for them. The only ones who made the money were the photographers. And he had turned down interviews twice during the year, upwards of $50,000. So clearly he was not money motivated.
Samantha, just...
And with all due respect...
It was honorable.
Yeah, his photographs were honorable.
I just want to clarify just once and for all, is there honestly nothing you regret or would take back about your behaviour in the last 6 months that you honestly feel that it was all okay and above board? Nothing you regret in your conduct?
I would say my conduct was not the problem. It's how the media interpreted my conduct.
Wow.
If I made a comment about the holidays, tabloid reporters said I was slamming. There was no word in my tweets that was slamming. But I do regret the title of my book, which was meant to mock social labels and how they can be injurious. The title of my book, A Diary of Princess, it was not negative at all. Neither is the book.
Mm. Yeah, that's a hard one to sell, Samantha. So, thanks. All right, we appreciate your time today. Just let's move forward now, all right? The wedding's happened, and as you say, you know, moving on, you know, the family sort of getting back together, whatever it is. What is the next thing that you're going to do, you know, to reach out to Meghan, to sort of...
Mend bridges.
Build a bridge and be in her life? Because presumably they're going to have children. This is going to be going on for a long time. Well, what are you going to do to try and sort of bridge that gap?
Well, I'm hoping that after they've had their honeymoon and settled in, we'll have time to communicate by phone.
Do you have her number? Do you have her phone number?
I will probably arrange that through my father.
And he'll
give her my new...
That makes sense. One more before we have it.
With all these media appearances and photos that have been organised, how much money have you made over the royal wedding?
I think it was obvious at the beginning. Well, I still don't have a wheelchair-accessible house, so it's not that much. And here, just to give people a snapshot of how it really works, if I do one interview and they pay me $1,500 and I do an interview either live or recorded, 10,000 publications will get on the AP.
That
they will
true.
Copy
true.
That.
That is true.
Turn it into a live interview in it and write their own story. That's the way it works.
That is true.
Thanks, Samantha.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Samantha Markle here with us on 104.1 Today FM.
Get up with Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and